Is this thing on? Word.
This is the Rookie Sports Report, hosted by Matthew Frizzell.
4 runs off the Detroit Tigers, who are the 10th worst in all of baseball.
And Logan Weber.
But this man was swallowed whole by a whale.
Presented by 96.9, 99.9, and AM 1060, ESPN, The Jock.
Everybody love everybody! Come on!
Dude, I cannot believe we have not done a podcast since November the 11th.
I know, it's been a while.
We're terrible at our jobs. We're terrible at our jobs, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rookie Sports Report podcast here, of course, presented by ESPN, The Jock, Matthew Rizzo alongside
Logan Weber.
And we have stepped up our game, I guess. We actually, ladies and gentlemen, we have spent 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, compiling this guest list and making sure this will be the best show, the best return ever in podcasting history. And the main man in charge of that, making sure it's going to be a podcast to remember all the way from the shores of Lake Erie.
I'm here. I am here.
Chuck Booms joins us here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast. Chuck, how's it up there, up in the shores of Lake Erie? And are you trying to stay warm over there, or are you dealing with snow right now?
Well, today, guys, and hello, Logan. Hello, Matt. Good to be with you guys. It's 55 here right now. It's unbelievable. I decided to break out my banana yellow thong and take the dog for a walk. So,
yes, enjoy the weather while you can. It's up in the lower 70s, actually, down here in Springfield, Missouri. And Logan Weber, my co-host, is writhing in pain at the fact that it's warm here in the month of December. Because Logan, you're
I have you know, Iowa coursing through my veins from generation after generation. So when it hits November and December, like, I'm expecting temperatures in the, you know, the low 50s into the 40s into the 30s. And, you know, I'm fine with being cold, but my body can't compute with it being warm in November and December. It makes my brain malfunction.
Booms? Come on. We take warm air whenever we can.
I'm kind of a cold guy myself. Sure. I live in one of the most unique places because Cleveland is one of the few places in the world that gets lake effect snow, and that's when the wind comes over the Great Lakes that are still relatively warm. They're in the 50s, picks up the moisture, and if you happen to get under one of those snow bands, it's goodnight, Irene. Mm-hmm. You can get up to 2 inches of snow per hour, and if you grow up in it, Logan, I know what you're saying. I mean, as a kid, I love snowstorms, blizzards, the whole thing. You remember getting out of school. And although for some reason, my public schools, Euclid Public Schools, you watch the crawl on the bottom of the screen, you know, it had every school in Northeast Ohio canceled but ours. And it was like, I guess we need the second coming of the ice age to close Euclid schools.
Exactly.
Because we just didn't get off. But yeah, I mean, so we probably grew up in similar circumstances, the snow, the cold. We'd play street hockey. The best of all time was this field near us, and we'd break out the Nerf football. Every guy grew up with a Nerf football, yep. And it was game on. So I'm kind of hoping it'll get – they're saying next week. The other thing that's funny, this is the only place, you guys, where when the weatherman talks, they cue the scary organ music in the background, yeah. Because – you never know what's coming next. And I guess next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they start with the, well, we got something we really want to keep an eye on. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's so, for me, it was, and especially, you know, you mentioned the school closings. Like, for me, when I was in college, I went to Northwest Missouri State up in Northwest Missouri. And, you know, it was one of those situations where we had, you know, there was probably 4 or 5 colleges within maybe 100-mile radius of us, and of course hundreds of high schools. And you'd watch, you know, you'd see the ticker at the bottom of the screen, and all the high schools are closed, some of the colleges are closed, and they'd be like, nope, Northwest, we're going. So I gotta walk out of the door of my apartment and walk, you know, 3/4 of a mile to a mile in 4 or 5 inches of standing snow. There's black ice on the sidewalks.
Oh, man.
You roll your ankle half a dozen times on the way there.
Black Ice is a fave, so that made me, Logan, think of Matt. You'll love this. So everyone by now not only nauseatingly knows I'm from Cleveland, but knows I am a proud University of Kentucky graduate, Wildcat, bleeding blue through and through. So beautiful campus in Lexington. And they don't really know how to handle snow or ice down there, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
So we're walking, not really going to class, but wanted to walk around a couple buddies of mine in freshman year. And at Kentucky, by the way, very cool. You could live off campus as a freshman, so, you know, I took advantage of that.
Yeah,
of course.
Take that tuition down a little bit.
At any rate, yeah. They said, what's the downside? I said, I guess no group shower on floor 12. I mean, I don't know. What's the downside? At any rate, you have to imagine there's a big skyscraper on campus called the classroom building, something, something. It's probably 20 stories. I mean, pretty tall for a college campus. And then it has these graded stairs, if you can envision it, from it's up on a hill, too, so it really looks big. Mm. And it's graded all the way. And maybe each stair is 2-3 inches. It's not a big stair. And it's graded all the way down to the front of the old Memorial Coliseum where the Adolph Rupp Wildcats would play. And then, of course, the street that runs through there is the Avenue of Champions. So at any rate, we're walking to check out the scene, and it's snowing and windy. And there's this one, we all have these geeky professors, you know, these left-wing loons that, you know, even back then were riding bikes to save the planet. And I said, isn't that Mr. Constantine up there? And my friends were like, is he on a bike? And before we could react, he was trying to pedal down this thing I just described to you.
Oh, no.
That's a sheet of ice. And the only visual I can give you, if you guys remember Frosty the Snowman, when the magician that's trying to get his magic hat back from Frosty falls off the back of the train,
oh.
And it goes bing, bang, bong, and he goes down that mountain, and you're a little kid laughing to death. This guy went all the way down, you guys.
Oh, man.
Crashing and yelling. He's yelling, and we're let the heart, the more he's yelling, oh, God, help me, the harder we're laughing. Well, because when anyone falls, it's funny.
Sure,
I mean, come
yeah.
on, who are we kidding? And he comes all the way down, and he skids. I mean, after at least a 100-yard fall, sliding all the way down into the middle of Avenue of the Champions, and we managed to stop laughing long enough to grab his silly rear end to get him off the street. But,
oh yeah,
man, I'll tell you, bikes and ice, not a good idea.
Yeah, and it is funny whenever just anyone falls in pain or whatever, and you got to learn to laugh at yourself at those kind of moments because you just know it's just one of those random moments in which it causes a lot of laughter. Well, you talk about your college experience at Kentucky, and that bring about now our second guest. He didn't go to college; could have easily gone to college.
Hey, but that Avenue of Champions is on ice right now because they haven't won a championship here in a minute.
Ooh. Lucas Harrell with a shot right out of the gates.
Wow.
Our second guest here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast. Lucas, how you doing, my man?
He doesn't go to college and becomes a star pro baseball player. I go to the winningest college basketball program in the history of God, and I'm now taking heat from what? Kickapoo? I mean, what am I? Am I taking Web City?
Ozark. Ozark, please.
Okay, Ozark, whatever.
I did walk away from there with two state championships.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I'll tell you what's nice about that, Lucas. If you win six more, you can tie Kentucky for national championships.
Oh,
ooh.
The shade is just continuing okay. to be thrown and thrown.
but what happened earlier in the season when my Duke Blue Devils took on Kentucky?
The same Duke Blue Devils that came to the Buckeye State and got whomped on
I knew that was coming. Oh, my gosh.
So now you claim Cleveland again.
Gentlemen, hey, gentlemen.
You jumped off that Kentucky bandwagon like it was on fire.
Yeah, well, it's like the steering wheel in the car, Lucas. I can pull it out and put it on the passenger side and pretend I'm in Europe driving. So, you know.
Guys, this is totally off topic. We're here for some NFL picks, of course. The Week 13 slate begins tonight on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys are at the Saints. Cowboys kind of hitting the skids right now, and the Saints right now are looking like a mash. You know, that game is being played in New Orleans. Logan, you're first up. Who do you got?
Yeah, you described it perfectly. The Saints look like a mash unit at the moment. Everybody's on IR or on the COVID-exempt list. You know, Jameis Winston's leg is in six pieces. The Cowboys should win this game, barring something unfortunate happening with the offense again. This should be the Cowboys game to lose.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. I'm not going to be like Ned Reynolds, which we do with the sports boards, and have you guys all pick, and then me, the host, pick last. I'll go with the Cowboys as well. Booms, who do you have?
Well, to you Cowboy fans, it was funny Logan said, you know, something unfortunate happening to the Cowboy offense. I hate to tell you, champ, that happened when they hired Mike McCarthy.
Thank you.
That was the unfortunate thing to happen to the Cowboy offense. I'm having about as much luck betting the Cowboys, Lucas, as I am betting on the Detroit Lions, although Frizzell and I have decided never before God will we vote pick the Lions again until they win. There is a change tonight. You're not getting Trevor Siemian, the stiff from Northwestern,
yep,
quarterbacking the Saints. You're getting the Swiss Army knife. And Mr. Run it, throw it, you know, do gymnastics. That guy can do everything. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Saints have some wild packages ready for him. Dallas isn't ready. Taking the Saints.
All right, Lucas, who do you got?
Yeah, I think with Parsons and that pass rush, I think that he gets – is his name Parsons or Persons?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, yeah.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, yeah.
I think he disrupts too much, and I think that he ends up on the run too much at quarterback. And then I think that leaves Diggs back there to go get the ball. I think Diggs gets an interception, and I think he has two – and I think Parsons has two sacks. And I think the Cowboys win in an ugly one.
Okay, so we got 3-1 in favor of the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, the lone man being Mr. Chuck Booms. Now moving over to the Sunday.
I think it's clear that you three Springfieldites are doing this because Jerry Jones owns half the shopping centers in Springfield. That's what I think.
Cardinals at Bears to start the Sunday afternoon games. Arizona Cardinals at Chicago. I'll go first. I know the Cardinals are a bit banged up, but so are the Bears. More talented team. I'm going to go with Arizona. Logan, who do you got?
Yeah, the Bears can't decide really who their quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Justin Fields? Is Andy Dalton going to go out and start the game and throw two picks, and they're going to throw Fields in? There's too much of a revolving door at that quarterback position. They can't decide on one. Cardinals are 9-2, best team in the NFL so far this season. I'll go with the Cardinals.
Lucas, who do you got?
I think the Cardinals win this one pretty easily.
We got three thus far for the Cardinals. Booms, are you going to make it four? Are you going to go with the Bears?
I was watching an episode last night on A&E of The Walking Dead, and I'll be a son of a gun if I didn't see Matt Nagy. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that he also was also on The Walking Dead. Yeah, he's done. Justin Fields, bad ribs. That means Andy Dalton. Not a good look. I will tell you, share with everybody listening to the podcast something I shared with Matt. From good info in Chicago, Lucas, you'll get a kick out of this. Justin Fields has gone to the Bears and said, how about Ryan Day as our next coach? And something to keep an eye on there. You leave Ohio State, go coach your old guy with the Bears. That could be something very interesting. I will stick with you guys, however. We'll make it a clean sweep. I'll take the Cardinals because till then, the Bears stink.
Yeah, Cardinals clean sweep for us four. Now we have the battle of the green and white teams. The Philadelphia Eagles, Ned Reynolds has proclaimed God's team, will play the New York Jets, 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 Jets. Booms, a former Philly native yourself. Who do you have in this one?
Well, this has an awful stench to it. This could easily be... This could be the fat porn game of the week right here, where you'd rather watch Toadie Fields and Norm from Cheers go at it in an adult feature than have to watch Jalen Hurts and whoever is quarterbacking the Jets. Where is this fiasco at?
It'll be at the MetLife field, or MetLife Stadium in New York,
MetLife.
New Jersey.
Well, Jalen Hurts was so bad last week, guys. I mean, he had two picks inside the 10. I mean, he was awful. Jets have been scoring a lot. I'll take the Jets.
Oh, Booms will pick the J-E-T-S. That's,
all don't right. tell Ned, though. Don't tell Ned.
Nah, we'll keep this a secret until Friday. Lucas, who do you have in this one between the Eagles and the Jets?
I think Jalen Hurts throws more touchdowns to the Jets than the quarterback of the Jets throws to the Eagles. And I think another sloppy one, but I think the Jets win.
All right, so we got two for the Jets thus far. Gosh, I feel terrible as a Cowboys fan picking this. But I think the Eagles in this game are actually a 7-point favorite on the road. And Hurts has shown flashes of how good he can be and how bad he can be. I'll go with the Eagles here. I'll go with the Eagles on the road. Logan, who do you have?
Whoa.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. I know Hurts is dealing with that high ankle sprain, and that's going to limit his mobility a little bit. But as you said, Booms, you know, nobody really knows who the Jets are going to go with at quarterback. Is it, you know, they ran with Flacco, Mike White, they've run with Zach Wilson, you know, injury issues have riddled that quarterback room, even with Hurts being banged up. I have a little bit more faith in that Eagles defense to be able to put some things together for them. I like the Eagles in this one. I don't see them losing back-to-back games in the Meadowlands against some New York teams.
So we got two players for two different teams. Booms and Lucas goes with the Jets, and the two co-hosts of the Rookie Sports Sport podcast, Frizz and Logan, go to the Eagles. Now, Colts at the Texans. Oh, God. I'm going to go with the Colts here in this one. Big win. What do you got, Logan?
Yeah, I'll go with the Colts as well. I've been, you know, I never really thought Carson Wentz was a bad quarterback. He got, you know, it just a tough run of luck with the injuries and the things he's had to deal with. Going to Indianapolis in a situation in an offense that sort of fits the way he plays the game. I really like the Colts with this. They got T.Y. Hilton back now. Michael Pittman's healthy. Wentz has a little bit some more options. Jonathan Taylor, is with Derrick Henry down, has been the best rushing, you know, in terms of running the football, the best running back in the NFL this season. In my eyes, I like the Colts.
Lucas, who do you have?
I mean, it's in Houston?
Yeah, it's in Houston.
Being a guy that was in Houston, I'll say – I know that the Texans are bad, but I think somehow they find a way to win at home, and I'll take the Texans.
The former Astro is going to pick the Houston Texans. Booms, what do you have?
Oh, I live for the days when it was the Oilers with the powder blue and the oil Derek on the helmet.
Yes.
Man, was that was some great, great logo. Tyrod Taylor, not my cup of tea, although the other day, whatever it was it last week when he went, he just balled out.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for the Texans is the Colts are very much alive in the wild card. They're not going to screw around down there. Colts had a disappointing loss this past week after the big win at Buffalo, which I predicted. I'm back on the Colts bandwagon. I think Indianapolis wins big at Houston.
All right, so we got three for the Colts and one for the Texans. Of course, that came from the former Houston Astro and Lucas Harrell. Now, this is a good one here. Chargers are at the Bengals. It'll be in Cincinnati. That is a 3-point favorite margin in favor of Cincinnati. Booms, you go first with this one.
Well, I'll tell you, Cincinnati really, you got to say, the surprise of the entire league.
Yes.
With maybe the exception of how ridiculous the Cardinals are playing. But Joe Burrow, I'll tell you what, Joe Mixon has been running like, you know, he's got your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling upset. I'm having old visions of Dan Fouts against Kenny Anderson at Riverfront Stadium. I'm going to go with the Bolts on the road in an upset to keep themselves very much in the hunt in the AFC West. I'll take, San Diego. I'm never going to say L.A.
Fair enough. I have trouble at times saying San Diego as well compared to L.A. Lucas, who do you have?
I think that the Bolts are on a downside a little bit. I think their season's going to take a turn for the worse, and I think that they get a big L in this one.
So you're You're going to go with the Bengals at home. I will as well. I think the Bengals, like you said, are a very talented team, kind of the surprise of the NFL. Joe Mixon is a great running back, and, of course, Los Angeles, or San Diego, has one of the worst rushing defenses in the league, so I'm going to go with the Bengals to win at home. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, over the last 6 weeks, the Bengals are averaging nearly 34 points per game. The Chargers, as you mentioned, Lucas, aside from an explosion with 41 points against the Steelers team that's down and lacking with Ben Roethlisberger and his, what I would imagine is his final year, the Chargers defense has been a little bit down. They've only scored 30 points one time in the last 5 weeks. I like the Bengals on this one at home.
We got three for the Bengals and one for the Chargers. Going to have to pick up the pace here a little bit here. Buccaneers at the Falcons. This one should not be much of a contest. I'm going to go with the Bucs here on the road against Atlanta. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, I got the Bucs.
Okay, too easily for the Bucs. Booms, who do you got?
Tom Brady sees Matty Ice and he thinks 28-point choke fest. No to the Dirty Birds, yes to the Buccaneers.
Three thus far for the Buccaneers. Luke, is she going to make it a clean sweep?
And I am, because I can't ever bet against my man crush.
Fair enough. So an easy clean sweep for the Buccaneers at the Falcons. Now Giants at the Dolphins. Chuck, I'm not surprised. This is one of your fat porn games of the week. At the Dolphins.
God.
Dolphins are somewhat on a hot streak. Their defense is good, but I mean it is the Dolphins. Logan, who do you got first for this one?
Yeah, Dolphins have won four straight. The Giants still dealing with some injury issues, especially in that wide receiver core. I got the Dolphins.
You got the Dolphins. Now, Booms, who do you have?
I have Joe Judge and Matt Nagy exchanging phone numbers as they're both going to get pink slips. Front office is a complete nightmare with the Giants. Gettleman out. Expect a big turnover next year with the Giants, maybe even a quarterback. Dolphins four in a row. I'm sold on that defense ever since they shut down Baltimore a couple weeks back. Miami feels like they're still in it, and they're going to play for it. I'll take the fish.
Yeah, I'll take the fish as well. Another chance for another clean sweep. It falls on the hands of Mr. Harrell. Who do you have?
Yeah, the only thing is I think that if I was the Dolphins about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I would have moved into Drew Brees' house and Phillip Rivers, and I would have tried to talk them into coming down because that defense is good. And if you had a big-name quarterback, I think they could possibly make a little push. But I still think that defense, I'm still sold on the defense holding up in this one, so I'll take the Dolphins as well.
So we got a clean sweep for the Dolphins against the Giants. Now Vikings at the Lions. I will continue to put my narrative of I will never, ever pick the Lions until they actually win a game, and I will continue that with the Vikings winning at Detroit. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, no DeAndre Swift for the Lions, so their offense, as if it was already bad enough, is now non-existent without their running back. The Vikings win this one by 3 scores.
Lucas, who do you have?
Yeah, I agree. I think they win by 17 in a blowout. And I think it's one of those games you watch the first quarter, and then after it's over, you're like, on to the next game.
Yeah, indeed. We're on a sweep train thus far right now. Chuck, you going to make it 4 for the Vikings in this one?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to go back to their name when Brett Favre played there for a couple of years. Then they were the Minnesota Vikings. And I think it was 50 milligram. at any rate, Lions are hideous. I'm with you, Matt. I will never get sucked into that again. If they can't win on Thanksgiving, they're not winning. I'll take Minnesota.
So a clean sweep for the Minnesota Vikings here. Now Jaguars at the Rams to begin the 3 o'clock games. Easy pick for me. I'm going to go with Los Angeles and the Rams. Lucas, who do you have?
I'm actually going to stay in Florida, and I think that Jacksonville goes in.
Ooh.
And I think they take care of business here. I think the Rams are a little overrated. I think that people were so high on them and that defense and everything, and I think they've underperformed, and I think they're going to underperform again.
So the Jaguars have looked a little bit better, not much, but a little bit better as the season has gone on. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, Jaguars are 0-4 on the road this year. Urban Meyer is going to be back looking for a college job at the end of this season. I've got the Rams.
Okay, so 2 thus far for the Rams. Me and Logan have the Rams. Lucas has the Jags. Booms, who do you have?
This is a game where the Jaguars use none of their 6 timeouts they're allowed because Urban Meyer realizes in Los Angeles the faster they get blown out, the faster he can get a table dance. I'll take the Rams.
So 3 for the Rams and 1 for the Jags. And that one, Washington football team at the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are the home team. You know, I'll take the football team on the road here. I think they'll pick up a nice win against Las Vegas. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, this is a tough one. You know, with everything the Raiders have had to deal with, they've sort of catered back downwards, but they did just get a big win over the Cowboys last week on the road at AT&T Stadium, 36-33. That offense looks a little bit better than it had the previous 3 weeks where they hadn't even reached 20 points. I'll go with the Raiders in this one.
So you got the Raiders. Booms, who do you have?
I'll tell you what, the Redskins are such an enigma. You know, they're doing all this without my man Chase from Ohio State, who, you know, single-handedly, as you know, as a Cowboy fan, Frizz, he can wreak havoc in any game he wants. He's out. And that crazy little quarterback from Old Dominion, of all places, is looking better and better. Both teams still alive. But I'm going to join you. I think that the Redskins have their sights set on the Cowboys and a matchup a little bit later on in the year, and they want it to matter. I'll take Washington on the road.
So, yeah, I mean, Washington does have two more games left against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have looked kind of pedestrian the last 2 weeks. Lucas, who do you have in this one, Washington football team or the Raiders?
Well, I'm not woke enough to go with the Washington football team. If you don't have a name and you have to be called the Washington football team, I can't ride with you guys. But I'm going to say that they lose, and they lose big. And then also a little information for Chuck. I think that his Cleveland baseball team, that is the Guardians now, is getting sued over that name and actually might have to change the name again.
Well, I'm sad to say they settled the lawsuit with a roller derby team that had the name Guardians and whatever. A quick one for you guys, side note, I know we're running up on it. The day they officially changed the name and opened the team store, true story, they had the giant sign outside that said, you know, Guardians Team Shop. And while everyone's standing in line, the entire thing pulled off the wall, broke the concrete, and fell and smashed in a million pieces. And everyone here is going, boy, that if that isn't an old Indian war dance or something, you know, you go and take the Indians and throw them aside. Get ready. That's some bad karma.
Indeed. Speaking of old, we have an old renewed rivalry in this one. Ravens at the Steelers to cap off, or actually the second of the 3 o'clock games. Steelers at home. Good defense. You know what? I'll go with Pittsburgh. I'll take the Steelers at home. Lucas, who do you have?
You said that's the Steelers versus who?
Ravens at the Steelers.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Oh, Ravens? That is a big rivalry. Well, my dad being a Steelers fan, I always roll with them. He's a big Terry Bradshaw guy, so I'm going to say the Steelers win at home.
All right, Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, you say the Steelers have a good defense. I frankly disagree. They allowed the Lions to score 16 points in a tie, and they've allowed 41 points in back-to-back games to the Chargers and to the Bengals. I think the Steelers get blown out by this Ravens offense. They won't figure out a way to stop Lamar Jackson.
Booms.
Well, I tend to agree with what Logan said there, except for the fact that I saw on Sunday night Lamar Jackson looked like Dave Chappelle when he plays the drunk bum, throw four of the most ungodly interceptions so far off, so not near anybody. And the Browns were in all white, so I don't know how he got confused on the uniforms. And really, he should have had 6 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to take the Steelers at home. This is going to be close. They both have great kickers, but nobody has a better kicker than those schmucks from Baltimore. So I will take the fighting Edgar Allan Poe's.
Indeed, yeah. Justin Tucker is one of the best in the business. Got 3 more games left here. Final game of the 3:25 slate, 49ers at the Seahawks in an NFC West showdown. The Seahawks are just a mass unit that is garbage. Russell Wilson looks washed. I'm going to go with the 49ers here on the road. Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, retweet what I said about Urban Meyer looking for a college job at the end of the year. Pete Carroll might be too. I have the 49ers.
All right, so we got 2 for the 49ers here. Booms, who do you have?
Well, since my dear friend Lucas announced his man crush on Tom Brady, I always knew he liked older guys. I'm going to make plans to pick up Jimmy Garoppolo after the game. That is, unless they won't let me go in and snap towels with him. Jimmy Garoppolo is so good looking that you don't even want to look at him for fear that other people are going to notice that you notice. I will take the 49ers. They were left for dead, guys. Mm-hmm. Left for dead. And don't look now. They've got the running game, and that's when Shanahan can do stuff. Garoppolo, not great, but when the running game's working, he looks pretty amazing. That looks like the team that went to the Super Bowl. San Fran big, and I'm with whoever said, is that you, Logan?
Yep.
Pete Carroll will be looking for a college job. They are going to blow up the entire Seattle thing at the end of the year. It's done.
Lucas, who do you have in this one?
I'm going to go with Chuck Booms on his analysis of Jimmy Garoppolo. And the fact is that, if you can't believe it, those Tom Brady and Jimmy were both in the same locker room.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you going to tell me nobody has videos of that?
They had to trade him. They had to trade Garoppolo. That's just too much handsome in one room. It distracted his teammates.
They probably had their own shower stall.
Well, think about this. If you go to the game, all the ladies that would be there, I mean, that would be the best part of it. But, I think I agree with you guys. I think that Seattle's really bad, and they're on a bad slide, and I think the 49ers handle them pretty easily.
All right, so a clean sweep for the 49ers. Two more left. Sunday Night Football, Broncos at the Chiefs for first place in the AFC West. I'm going to go with the hometown Chiefs here in Kansas City. Lucas, who do you have in this one?
I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. I will say this. I know everybody's super high on Mahomes, but I see a lot of stuff that he does, like Lamar Jackson, and that he kind of got away with his first few years. I'm not overly impressed with him. I think he makes a lot of poor decisions with the ball, and I think that magic of being able to throw a pass diving out of bounds and throwing it back in bounds, I think some of that stuff's kind of wore off, and I think that he needs to show a little bit more discipline.
So Lucas goes with the Chiefs. Booms, who do you have?
If you Chiefs fans lose to Teddy Two Gloves, I'm going to run into traffic here in Cleveland. Broncos are hideous. Hold your nose. Try not to watch. If the Chiefs want to get right, this is a good time to do it. They should run amok. It's at Arrowhead, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is that. The Chiefs need to blow them out, too, and I think they will.
Logan, last one. Who do you have?
Yeah, the offensive line for the Chiefs has looked much better over the last 4 weeks. They've dominated the month of November. I see the Chiefs winning this one a little bit closer. I would actually take the Broncos' money line at the Chiefs -9.5 because I do believe that defense over there in Denver is pretty good. I would think the Chiefs win this one maybe 24-18 or 24-17.
Yeah, I bet the game will be a lot closer than what people are going to think. All right, finally, Monday Night Football and a Monday Night Football game that is not hot garbage. The Patriots are at the Bills. A good AFC showdown there. Tough one here. I'll go first and... I'm going to go with the Bills here. In doubt, pick the home team. I think this is like a 2-point spread or whatever, 2 or 3 point spread in favor of the Bills, I believe, and I'm going to go with Buffalo at home. Booms, who do you have?
So there is some weather system headed this way, and usually if it's getting Cleveland, it's getting Buffalo.
Yep.
I wonder if Monday night that we don't have some weather there. The one thing that the kid, who has been spectacular, Mac Jones, has not run into yet is like an outdoor game in Cleveland or Buffalo where you go or Green Bay where all of a sudden you go, oh my God, you know, I didn't know we played in this. So assuming there might be some weather and Bills Mafia is going to show out, I'll take Buffalo as well.
Logan, who do you have?
Yeah, I agree with you. Depending on that weather pattern, that could push this game in the Bills' favor. But I take a look at this. The Patriots have been the hottest team in the NFL, winners of 6 straight. And a lot of it, yes, Mac Jones has been spectacular, but this defense in New England for New England has been really good. They're first in the NFL in points allowed at 15.8 a game. They haven't allowed double figures but once over the past 4 games. I like New England in this one.
Okay, so you're going to go with the Patriots here. Lucas, final pick, what do you have?
Yeah, I never bet against Bill Belichick, and so I think that this is a 17-15 game. I think both defenses play well. I think that the Bills are still trying to get right. They're not quite right. And I think that the Patriots go on the road and handle it.
So 2 for the Patriots and 2 for the Bills to wrap up our picks. And, guys, of course, we appreciate your time. And now hopefully we have the time schedules and when we're going to do this on track now. I do apologize for the miscommunication prior, but always good to have you guys on here, and we appreciate your time.
Not a problem. And Lucas, next time we come back on, we got to talk because you and I were on the phone last night about it. I told Matt and Logan already, we got to talk Cavaliers. They are the most ridiculous story in the NBA that no one's talking about. And so we'll look forward to jumping on back with you guys again, talk a little Cavaliers, and let's get a little baseball out of Lucas, too. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Yes, indeed. Guys, of course, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Lucas Harrell and Chuck Booms joining us here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast. That'll just about do it for us here on this Thursday. For Matthew Rizon, Logan Weber, don't let anyone tell you the odds, and we'll talk to you later.
Iowa 2021 Big Ten Champions.